Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we should be more attentive to what we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken by angels was true, and every sin and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation, which was first declared by the Master, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Elohim also bore them witness with signs and wonders and diverse miracles, and with gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his own will. For it was not to the angels that he has subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. But someone in a certain place testified, saying, "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels, you crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things under him, he left nothing that is not subjected to him. Yet now we do not see all things subject to him. But we see Yeshua, who was made a little lower than the angels to suffer death, crowned with glory and honor, so that he, by the grace of Elohim, should experience death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one. For this reason he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers, in the midst of the congregation I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom Elohim has given me. So then, as the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise took part in these, so that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver those who through fear of death were throughout their lives subject to bondage. For truly he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things it was necessary for him to be made like his brothers, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to Elohim, to make atonement for the sins of the people. For since he himself suffered while being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted.